back in 1955, there was a TV show called Death Valley Days, and it still shows, and time to time. I can't remember what channel it shows now, but they had different episodes. But one episode that I saw, that I happened to see, I think it was on Sundays it comes out, it was called The Seventh Day. And hence the title of my sermonette, The Seventh Day. In this episode, it's kind of in the Western days, you know, the time, April of 1849. Now, I'm not sure, but I think they were some of them were true episodes, true occurrences. I don't hope put your hat on that, but anyway, this episode, Tom Powell is selected wagon train captain on this particular wagon train going to California. But his refusal to travel on the Sabbath leads Frank to lead a breakaway group, taking Tom's girlfriend, Mary Ann, with him. So the two groups have a very different incidence on this trail. Story shows how Tom is ridiculed to keeping the Sabbath. He emphasized that one of the reasons of why God instituted the Sabbath was to refresh ourselves and, at that time, was very important, our livestock. Frank, on the other hand, was goal-oriented. He would convince the rest of the wagon train to push forward in reaching California without stopping, just stopping at night and resting. Brethren, this sermonette is serving as a reminder to each and every one of us about the Sabbath and about the Sabbath serving as a refresher. One of the reasons we know, and just a refresher for ourselves, is the physical rest on the Sabbath. Refreshes our body. One blessing of Sabbath observance is the opportunity to rest from our physical labors of a 24-hour period. There's a reason for that. As we've noted, God has 6 days for us to shall labor to do all our work, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord your God, in it you shall do no work. Now that's out of Exodus 20, verse 9 through 10. When the ancient Israelites were slaves in Egypt, they did not rest on the Sabbath. They worked according to the dictates of their masters, which was likely 7 days a week, without a day of rest, in a subsequent reference to Sabbath observance. God specifically addressed the refreshing of our experience. Let's go to Exodus chapter 23, verse 12. Exodus 23, verse 12. It says here, 6 days you shall do work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed. God's intent is that all people and animals should have the opportunity to rest from their labors in the Sabbath and be refreshed. Spoiler alert, on that episode, just for you to know, cows do not quit giving milk when they're pushed and they're stressed and they're deprived of proper nutrition. Henceforth, what happened to Frank. Another event that helps us refresh is the observance, and the Sabbath observance can be spiritually refreshing to ourselves. Now that points more to us. We have a busy lifestyle, and it's even busier now. It can be hard to find time to even strengthen our relationship with God. The Sabbath is a perfect opportunity for us to spend extra time in prayer, Bible study, and meditation on God's plan and purpose for our lives. The Sabbath is a time for us to catch our breath, a time to pause for a regular routine, so we can focus on what is really important, the mental refreshing that comes through Sabbath observance. God experienced, after spending 6 days refashioning the earth for mankind and then resting on the Sabbath, that he said in Exodus 31. In 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. God didn't need to be refreshed from tiredness. After all, like it says in Isaiah 40, verse 28, he neither faints nor wearies. One of the ways God intends for us to be spiritually refreshed on the Sabbath is by attending service, church service. That's in Leviticus 23. God says that a seventh day is Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. That's in verse 3. A holy conviction is an assembly of public meeting. It's a public meeting, an attending church service, which leads me to a third reason why. Fellowship with brethren can refresh us. Fellowship was an important part of the early Christian lives, and I can attest to that because of our feast days that we've got attended, like in Latin America, people haven't seen each other in a whole year, and they come with a warm embrace. We take this fellowshipping maybe for, you know, another day, another Sabbath day. But a lot of those brethren that we have, they observe the Sabbath by themselves. In addition to their spiritual activity, they spend time talking with each other, iron sharpening iron. And later, the Apostle John taught being called to God's way of life is calling to fellowship with brethren and with God. That's found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. The Sabbath is an ideal time for us having fellowship and God and our spiritual brothers and sisters, spending time with the people with like mind. Let's go to Romans 15, verse 32. Now, Paul was talking with the church in Rome, and we're going to jump in to midway in his sentence, okay? Romans chapter 15, verse 32, it says that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. So he's saying, I'm going to get my batteries charged up just talking with you. Now, how about the Sabbath and Saturday? Does the week, day of week matter? We know it does. But Tom Powell of that episode was observing Sunday as his Sabbath. Now, Tom stuck to his Sabbath, even if it was on a Sunday. But the thing is, he stuck to his beliefs. Doesn't matter to him, that doesn't matter what the week was. That simply resting on one day out of the seven is that important, one of his people said. Others, you might hear that Jesus is their Sabbath rest, and they now worship him on every day of the week, removing the need to observe one day as a separate and holy. Those are both faulty arguments based on flawed reasoning. We know that too. The seventh day has a unique meaning that others' days do not. It also important to note that worshiping Jesus was never limited to just the Sabbath. The seventh day is the day sanctified and designated as holy by God. It is a gift God made for all mankind, because God knows us, because he'll know us. We will be the Frank in that wagon train. We know to just work until we drop dead. That's found in Mark chapter 2, verse 27. By observing the Sabbath, we can be refreshed through physical rest, through spiritual refreshing, and through fellowship with brethren. Brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.